When MARTA was established more than 40 years ago, it was a political battle. Many, including historians, would argue that battle was all about race, that there were suburban residents who didn't want the transit system bringing people from the city to their communities. Now, as MARTA is 3 years into a study of whether to extend its service as far north as Alpharetta, the issue isn't race, but age. State Senator Brandon Beach leads the North Fulton Community Improvement District.
When you look at the 400 corridor, there's 900 technology companies, and that attracts a young, smart employee. They want to ride their bikes, they want to take a train, they want to take transit, they want alternatives.
Beach is a big proponent of extending the service, but at a public comment session last week, with about 100 people in attendance, MARTA project manager Janet E. Sitifal admits reaction to early plans was decidedly mixed.
If overwhelmingly the public does not want it, then there's no point in implementing it.
MARTA has now extended the public comment period through July. After starting with some 20 possibilities of routes and transit methods, Sitifal says the working model extends the current rail line for 6 more stations.
If you implement heavy rail from North Springs to Windward Parkway, you can stay on the same train and get to where you're going.
Beach thinks it's an idea whose time just might be now.
In 1999, when I was first elected to Alpharetta City Council, if I would have mentioned that I was supportive of transit, I would have probably been run out of office. Today, the attitude has completely changed.
But it won't happen overnight. The planning and public comment process is just part of the effort to get federal funding. Sitifal estimates riding the rails from downtown Atlanta all the way to Alpharetta could be a decade away. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.